Welcome to Creativity Talks with me, Susan Yates, artist, author, and creative entrepreneur. This show discusses topics around my fundamental belief that everyone is creative. Each week, through mindset talks, listener questions, and guest interviews, I will help to inspire you and bring creativity into your daily life. So grab a cuppa, sit back and relax, and let's get stuck in. Welcome back, everybody, and a huge welcome to this week's episode of Creativity Talks. As always, I am here to discuss something to do with creativity, and I have been actually having quite a busy week with regards to the podcast. I have been interviewing a number of creative individuals so that I can share the interviews with you over the coming weeks, over the summer this year, to talk about various different issues to do with creativity, to discuss people's businesses that are creative businesses, and just have a really good old chat that I hope you're really interested in. So it's been a busy few weeks. I've been incredibly busy on my own business as well. I'm in the middle of writing my next book, which is coming out with Search Press. It'll be coming out in 2022, so I've still got another year until it actually comes out, but it's a very long process from the idea of having a book, which I've had for about a year, to writing it, editing it, illustrating it, to publishing it, and actually coming live in the world. So sometimes the creative process is very long and very drawn out, which can be difficult to deal with when you are a creative person. So before we delve into today's topic, I just wanted to read out a review. So I've had my first review for the podcast, so thank you very much to whoever provided this. It was a 5-star review, so a really big thank you. And it said, "So professional and articulate, a real pleasure to listen to. Excited to hear more about creativity as a whole and how it's so important to feed it and nurture it. I'll definitely been listening to more." So thank you so much for that review. And if you have enjoyed the podcast, if you are an avid fan and you're listening along every week, please do hit subscribe so that you get the shows downloaded to your device every time that you log in. And also, please do rate, please do leave a review, as that will help other people to find the podcast and understand, hopefully, a little bit about what I'm attempting to achieve here in bringing creativity as a discussion to the forefront and hopefully helping you to be more creative and inspiring you to create wonderful things. So thank you for that. Also, you will also find me on Ko-fi, which is a website where you can follow me, and also you can buy me a coffee. And anyone that knows me personally will know that I'm a big fan of a coffee. I love to have a coffee when I'm working, when I'm teaching, when I'm filming podcasts and doing anything. So if you'd like to buy me a coffee to say thank you for the podcast, then you can go on to this website called Ko-fi and look for myself, Susan Yates. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about. Now this week, I'd like to talk a little bit about creative burnout. And the reason that I want to talk about this is that there's a little bit of this creeping into my own work and my own business currently. And I think it's something that many creatives and many people experience. And I'm going to be discussing burnout, not in terms of general mental health and stress, anxiety, depression, and burnout in general. I'm going to be talking about creative burnout. So when we as creatives, whether it is a hobby that you have, a creative hobby, or you are a professional creative and you're creating for a living, running a business, or you have a job in a creative industry, I'm talking of those times where you just can't make anything anymore. You've burnt out, you're tired, there's nothing left. You literally have nothing left. You cannot create anymore. And this is what I want to talk about, how we can overcome this, how we can recognize it, and how we can hopefully do something about it to come back into that creative mindset, to be brimming full of ideas again, to fill that cup full of stuff so that you can outpour your creativity once more. So I think perhaps one of the first things to discuss when it comes to creative burnout is being able to identify when you are creatively burnt out. And I think, as I've just mentioned just a moment ago, it can be many things. It can be something that gradually comes on, or it can literally be you've had a big project on, you've been working so hard, really intense for a short period of time, and then that ends. So an example of this would be you're creating, let's say writing a book, and you've done loads of work. Once you've handed it all in, you're burnt out. Or if you're taking part in an online challenge, such as a 30-day sketchbook challenge or the 100-day project, and you're doing something creatively every day for a number of days in a row, and you get to the end and you're burnt out. And a lot of this can be just feeling completely empty at the end, feeling empty, feeling there's nothing else there. Perhaps the desire to completely step out of social media, of communication regarding creativity, drop out of society maybe, it could be that bad. And just wanting to escape into other things, maybe your behaviour changes, and whereas you would have every day gone somewhere to sketch maybe, or if you're a musician, played your music, or whatever your creative outlet is, if your habit is to do one thing and then those habits changes, if you've noticed behavioural changes, perhaps this is burnout. And, this can be gentle, it can be mild, or it can be incredibly intense. And obviously, if you are working in a creative job or you run a creative business, creative burnout can actually be really detrimental to your business. If your income and your way that you earn money relies on your creativity. So if you are a creative in an industry where you're making an income and you need to create, that's what your business is, then creative burnout is actually something you really need to deal with, or be able to identify to deal with, so that it doesn't put a stop to your business. And it's the same with I run two businesses in creativity. And if I burn out, whether that's just physically, mentally, generally, or if I burn out creatively, that has a massive impact on my business, both businesses. And things don't happen. Business stops. It's complete business interruption. So whether it is purely that you need a break, you've done too much, and your creativity is your hobby, or you need a break, you've done too much, and creativity is your life, your business, you must do it. Either way, we need to deal with it and try and find ways to gently encourage ourselves to be creative again. I hope that makes sense. So identifying burnout, looking for signs that you are burnt out, I think is one of the most important things. And once you have identified that burnout is what you have, that you've literally, if you imagine yourself as a cup, and you fill yourself up creatively, and you drip out a little bit of creativity, and then you top the cup up. Burnout is when the cup has completely run dry, when there is absolutely nothing left. The cup is empty. So what we need to do is refill that cup. But first of all, you need to understand the cup is empty. You've got to look inside the cup and go, the cup's empty. We need to refill, we need to recharge, and you may not need to fill it right to the top. You don't have to be brimming until everything is flowing out and falling out the top, but maybe just filling up and topping up a little bit. A quarter full, half full, three quarters full is enough to be then creating again in a very small way, perhaps. So once you've identified the fact that you are perhaps creatively burnt out, what can we do about it? Now, the first thing I'd like to stress is that this is completely normal. This happens. I think there is a really common and normal and natural roller coaster or ebb and flow when it comes to creativity. And certainly from having chatted to a number of creative individuals over the past few weeks, many of them have talked about how you just need to do, you just need to create, that there are the difficult times, there are the hard times, the challenging times, the burnouts and the lows, as well as the creatively overflowing times and the highs. So don't be hard on yourself. It's okay to be creatively burnt out. It's normal. And I think by just telling yourself, okay, I'm tired, I'm maybe stressed, maybe I'm anxious, maybe I'm completely burnt out, there is no drop of creativity left in me, that's okay. Give yourself some space. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up, because that will only make it worse. If you're judging yourself because you've run out of creative energy, run out of creative juice, being hard on yourself is very, very unlikely to make it better. So give yourself a break. Please give yourself a break. Be nice to yourself. Talk to yourself nicely. When somebody is low or hurt or tired or burnt out, you know, we don't want to kick them whilst they're down. So don't kick yourself whilst you're down. Please don't. So first of all, it's normal, it's natural, and it's okay to be creatively burnt out, whether this is for a very short period of time or even for a longer period of time. It's all okay. And then from here, I think what I'd like to do is to see whether there is a way that you can share this with somebody else, with anybody else, in either a small way or a large way. I always love that expression that says a problem shared is a problem halved. And I completely agree in this instance. If you have creative burnout, if you know anybody else that is any way creative or does creative activities, hobbies, has a creative business, I am sure that if you mention the fact that you're creatively tired, stressed, anxious, or burnt out, at some point in their lives and their careers, this other person may well have experienced the same thing. So you don't need to massively announce to the wide world, the whole public, that you are creatively burnt out, but maybe a cuppa with somebody else, a quick chat, a quick message, sharing this experience with somebody else can really, really help. So if you have the opportunity to share your experience, then do this. And I'm also talking about sharing in terms of writing about it. So for example, if you are somebody that has a journal or likes journaling, and even if you're not, sometimes just sharing it by writing it down on paper can help to solidify what your thoughts and feelings are, and you're sharing it with your journal. So it doesn't have to be announcing it to the world, to everybody and his dog, but sharing it in some small way. This could be in your journal, this could be social media, it could be writing an email to your followers if you want, if you have a creative business, or speaking to another creative, a friend, family, whoever it might be, whoever makes you comfortable to share. I certainly say share the experience if you can. Now, the other thing I'd also like to say is just stop. Stop working, stop creating. Please don't force yourself to create when you are burnt out, because nothing good will necessarily come of it. And there is a fine line between, we often just need to create, we've got to turn up to the table, we've got to show up to create. There's a fine line between turning up to re-inspire you and stopping when there really is nothing left. And I would always say stop when you're completely burnt out. But if it's just your normal day-to-day low, you're up and you're down, if you think of it like a wave that rides up, that rides down, you'll have these highs and lows on a regular, normal basis. But a creative burnout is a low low. That's lower than your average low, where actually things need to stop. And so the thing that I would advise you to do is to just stop working, stop creating, and take a break. And this can be a break from creating. So if you are a painter, take a break from painting. And it could be that you take a day off. It could be that you stop for a week. It could be that you stop for months or even a number of months on that particular creative practice. It can also mean having a physical break, and this can be going on holiday. And I know that this may not be possible during lockdown, during the pandemic, in the current circumstances. So by taking a break, stroke taking a holiday, going to a different location, this can simply mean, okay, so today I'm not in the studio, or I'm not at home, I'm not in my creative space, I'm going to go for a walk in the woods today. That is your break. So your break can be small, it can be a mental break, a break from your creativity, but it also can be a physical break, a change, a going somewhere completely different to the space that you create in. And, you know, sometimes this can simply mean, okay, so I'm a painter, I'm not going to paint at the moment, but what I might do is take a break from painting for 3 months. I'm just going to stop. But what I might do is start sketching in the garden. Or every Tuesday, I'm going to go on a trip somewhere to go sketching and drawing and do something different. And this does bring me on to my second point. So as well as taking a break, sometimes what you need is to actually do something different. Change. Change can be absolutely wonderful. And this could be that you change around your creative space. It could be that you take up a completely new creative activity or hobby. So if you are a designer, maybe you start writing and you outpour your creativity into writing instead. Change can be a really wonderful thing to just mix it up. Or go and do a workshop or take an online class in something completely, completely random that you've never done before, that perhaps you've thought, oh, I've always wanted to do ceramics. I've always wanted to, you know, paint this or do that or make that or start wicker basket making. Whatever it might be, it almost doesn't matter. Try something different. And sometimes that can just shake you out of a funk and begin to fill that cup, just gently. It's encouraging you to do something creative that's not your normal. And that change and that break can be really, really beneficial. Now, the other thing I'd like to advise you to do is get some sleep. And this is probably my big tip for anything. You know, first of all, before anything else, before nutrition, before creating things, before exercise, sleep is the number one. A good night's sleep can make you feel 1,000 times better. And I know this isn't always possible. There isn't always the option to just go and have a nap, to have your 8 hours sleep. Life, families, things get in the way. But sleep is one of the biggest healers. And this doesn't just go for creative burnout. This goes for all burnout, stress, anxiety. If you can get good sleep, it allows the body and the mind the opportunity to repair and heal. Because when you sleep, the body is recharging. The body is processing. When you sleep, and this could be a little cat nap or it could be your regular sleep at night, the body is processing, the mind is understanding what's gone on. And if creative burnout is something that you're suffering with, that mind just needs time to think, to process, to relax. So when we sleep, we relax, we recharge, we reset. So go and get some sleep. And it may be that sleep is elusive for you, in which case there may be other things you need to deal with. Or it may be that actually you need to build in a catnap in the afternoon. That's okay. Give yourself the opportunity. If you're creatively tired, you need sleep. So go get some sleep. I'm a big fan of sleep, a very big fan of sleep. I do have a 4-year-old, so sleep sometimes is very elusive and disturbed. Those 3 a.m. wake-ups, you know, have been happening for many years. So sleep can be elusive. So do encourage yourself to get sleep where you can. Or if you notice that you're not getting enough sleep at night, are there things that you can do to promote better sleep? Could you go to bed 15 minutes earlier, half an hour earlier, an hour earlier? Could you turn off your technology half an hour to an hour before you actually go to bed? Cut out that blue light. Can you set up your sleeping space to encourage better sleep when you do go to sleep? Can you listen to relaxing music, meditations before bed to encourage deeper sleep? So do anything you can to get very good sleep. I hope that really helps. Now, the other things that I want to encourage you to do, if possible, is perhaps try some healing techniques. And by healing techniques in the context of creative burnout, I'm going to suggest very simple things such as meditation and yoga, exercise, things that are going to recharge and heal the body. And by exercise, I'm not necessarily suggesting that you go out and do a 10-mile run or, you know, really hammer the body physically and overexert yourself physically, but it's more of a recharging. So it might be going for a gentle swim. This might be going for a slow, meditative, observational walk outside in nature, breathing in some fresh air. Fresh air is wonderfully healing. Meditation, looking after the mind. Guided relaxations, relaxing the mind. And of course, yoga. As a yoga teacher myself, I'm a big avid fan, and I'll always believe that yoga is wonderfully good for you, both physically and mentally. You know, look to find a healing technique that works for you. It might not be yoga, it might not be meditation, but look for something that you personally find healing. And this could be going for a massage. This could be absolutely anything at all that you find attractive and that you find healing. So, you know, do research and look for something that you can find healing, healing practices. And again, this will be filling that cup. This will be recharging, giving you back your energy. If you are completely creatively burnt out, you're devoid of creative energy. There's just none of it there. So we're trying to pull back in the energy, regain the energy. So healing techniques can really work wonders in helping you to bring back a little bit of your energy, a bit of your spark, a bit of your essence of you, bringing it back so that when you do want to create, you've got a little something there. And the other thing that I encourage you to do, I'd like you to do, is do something that makes you happy. A happy person can create. When I'm happy, I create. And this might not be everybody. Some people need to have that creative angst or have an experience to draw upon to create. But if you're burnt out, treat yourself. Go and do something. If that means going out for dinner or ordering a takeaway, do it. If that means treating yourself to some new clothes or going to watch something, or, you know, what makes you happy? What are the other things in your life that make you happy? If that's spending time with your family and your children, if we're able to at the current moment, then do the things that make you happy. And it can be so small, so simple. These don't have to be wildly amazing, expensive, long things to do. These can just be the tiny little pleasures in life. That glass of wine in an evening, that fresh coffee that you're having out. It could be mowing the lawn and that smell of the grass. It could be treating yourself to a beautiful piece of jewelry. It could be buying somebody else's creations online, supporting another small creative business. What makes you happy? And actually, I'm going to ask you right now to think of three things that make you happy and just write them down, or remember them in your head if you don't have access to a, you know, a pen or a pencil right now. What makes you happy? And this doesn't have to be creative related. Think of three things that make you happy and go and do one of them today. And just see what that does. It's going to give you a boost. That could be calling your mum. It could be playing with your kids. It could be going for a swim. Anything at all. Do something today that makes you happy. And then the other thing I'd like to suggest is just going somewhere new. I've talked already briefly about trying something different, so trying a new creative activity or engaging in something else that's different, but go somewhere new. Is there somewhere you can visit that's new? Is there a museum, a gallery, a local park, a gardens near you, a place that will inspire you? This could even be, you know, a local church or a building that the architecture is beautiful. It could be visiting somewhere outside where there are sculptures or plants or structures that you find interesting, or going to a new town, going to a new shop. I'm aware that some people are still in lockdown and we may not have access to travel to, you know, beautiful, wonderful places. And, you know, I certainly haven't been to a museum recently in the last 18 months or been to an art gallery. I'm not quite there yet. But if you can go somewhere new, go on an adventure. You know, this could literally be that you go and have a walk on a different route, that you could go and explore, you know, walk along by a river and go a different route to normal, or visit the village next to you, the town next to you. Go somewhere you've never been before. Go and see some things you've never, ever, ever seen in your life, and take a photo. Write some notes down of what this experience was for you, or even do a little sketch. But go somewhere new. Do something different. There's a couple more points I wanted to cover today on this. Now, if it is a true breakdown, generally, stress, anxiety, and things have got way, way, way too much, and they've broken the boundaries of just purely being your creative burnout, you've had enough, your artist block, into more deeper mental wellness issues, I would advise you to seek professional help or go and get advice from someone that can assist you more deeply. There are obviously things we can do ourselves to help ourselves and to encourage ourselves to heal and to come out of a creative funk, a creative burnout. But seek help professionally if you do need help with something more serious. You know, if it is more serious, I do encourage you to seek help. And there are wonderful charities and institutions that will be able to help you. So do have a little look, and I'll provide some links in the show notes if you feel perhaps this is somewhere you may have ended up. And then as we're coming out of our creative burnout, you've taken some time out, you've not been hard on yourself, you've taken a break, tried something different, gone somewhere new, you've given yourself space to gradually begin to fill that cup, to pour some little things in, to collect some things, to observe, to try new creative activities. You've begun to fill the cup. I think what it's important to do after here is to just start small when it comes to reinstating your creative practice. So I'm going to go back to that example of being a painter. And if painting has made you creatively burnt out and you've stopped and you've taken a break from it, when you come back to painting, we don't want this creative burnout to return straight away. We just need to give space to start small and to just begin to explore back into that practice so that we don't burn out again very quickly. So in the example of a painter, it might be that you just open a very small sketchbook and do some tiny explorations in paint. Almost doodles, mark making, finding out what colours your paints do. So just start small with your creative practice. If you're a writer, maybe it's just writing some notes on characters or situations. Whatever it might be, whatever your creative practice, it's almost like you start with your doodling, your explorations, you're dipping your toe in the water of creativity. We're not just going to dive straight back in to where we were just before creative burnout. So for example, if you were doing an online challenge where you were creating every day for a period of time that's caused burnout, it's perhaps not wise to go straight back into that again after having your break. Or if you do, try a smaller one. If you were doing a 30-day or a 100-day challenge, just step it back and do a 5-day challenge or a 7-day something. Start small, work small, be gentle with yourself as you encourage yourself back into your creative practice. And continue to observe some of those things we've talked about as your creative practice returns, as your burnout begins to come down, as your cup is filling up. Don't pour it straight out again. Don't just tip the cup over upside down and out spills all that creativity again. Just tip the cup a little bit. Tip a little bit of that creativity out. Tip a little bit of that water out. And then you need to refill again. So it may be that you build in a regular healing practice to your life, to your working day. It may be that you build in taking a break more regularly to your creative working practice in your life. So let me give a few more, I suppose, specific examples of that. So if you are creatively burnt out, you've taken a break, you've done all these things that I've suggested, when you come back to your daily practice or your regular practice, and let's say creativity is your business, this is just an example, it might not be, it might be that after half an hour of doing something, this might be painting, printmaking, drawing, you go and take a walk outside in your garden for 10 minutes. So you time yourself half an hour of work, and then you go and do a 10-minute walk around the garden. It might be then that you do another hour of work, and then you take a break again, you stop, and maybe you do a 5-minute meditation or a guided relaxation. So what you do is a bit of creativity, a bit of recharge, a bit of creativity, a bit of recharge. And maybe you finish your day by journaling and giving yourself the opportunity to reflect on what you've done so that you identify if any negative stuff is coming in, any creative burnout is creeping back into your practice, you just reflect. And then, of course, you go to bed nice and early and you get a really good night's sleep. So I really hope those little pointers are helpful. I think this is a very, very big, massive topic, and it just scratches the surface of burnout in general. I wanted to keep this relative to a creative practice, whether it's a hobby or whether it's part of a business that you run or a job that you have. And I hope that some of these tips are super helpful in dealing with creative burnout if, unfortunately, it's something that you have experienced yourself either currently or in the past, and it has been, you know, difficult for you. Now, as part of this discussion today, and as we're coming towards the end of today's show, I'd like to finish by sharing just a couple of quotes with you that I think have relevance to today's topic, all about creative burnout. So the first quote is actually from Banksy, and the quote says, "If you get tired, learn to rest, not quit." If you get tired, learn to rest, not to quit. I think that's just a brilliant quote, because if we are creatively tired, creatively burnt out, just taking a break and resting is great. It doesn't mean that your creative practice has finished, has ended, it's all over, you can never be creative again. It just means you need a pause before you re-engage with your creative practice. The other quote that I'd like to share with you is by Christopher K. Germer, or Germer, I'm not sure which. And the quote says, "A moment of self-compassion can change your entire day. A string of such moments can change the course of your life." I think that's a really wonderful one, because it's just stressing that self-compassion can really help you and change your day and hopefully change your life. And by being compassionate to ourselves in terms of our creative practice, it can change your whole creative practice, your whole creativity. So being compassionate to yourself, self-compassion, can hopefully boost your creativity. I hope you find those quotes useful, and I will, of course, refer to them in the show notes at the end. So if you go to the show notes, they'll be listed there. So thank you for joining me for today's show. I have had a wonderful time talking about creative burnout. I actually feel a little bit more positive myself having discussed this issue, especially being a little bit overloaded myself with the many, many, many projects that I'm currently doing. I think it's very important for us to be self-aware and to find perhaps a little balance or space within our creative lives so that we can continue to be creative going forwards. So thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to share the show, and I will speak to you again next week. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of Creativity Talks. To see the show notes and to find out more about how you can get more creative, go to www.creativitytalkspodcast.co.uk or search for the hashtag Creativity Talks. If you enjoyed the show, please let other people know about it by sharing this episode or the podcast webpage. You can also leave a review on whatever platform you are listening on. All reviews and recommendations are deeply appreciated and help to ensure that I can continue to make more episodes and inspire as many people as possible. Take care and stay creative.